the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. It's well worth spending a few moments thinking about that, because we do enjoy him now. That's his great grace. And we'll enjoy him perfectly through all eternity. I can't even imagine going through life without Christ. Can you, I want you to think about that. Can you imagine going through life without the Lord Jesus Christ? Some of you are doing that right now. You are going through life without Christ. I don't know why you're coming to church if you don't believe the things that the Bible says are true. And if you don't believe in the realities of heaven and hell, I don't know why you're coming. Christians will enjoy God for all eternity. They'll marvel at his wonders. They'll revel in his love. The best times we have on earth are the times that we're engaged in spiritual realities. And in heaven, unfettered, we'll get to enjoy these realities forever. Lost men and women, it's just the opposite. You'd be separated from the good favor and love of God for all eternity. There'll certainly be no enjoyment in the place of torment. There'll be no satisfaction. There'll be nothing good at all. I just have to ask you, why would you perish? Why would you willingly choose death over life? Come to Jesus. Bow your heart and your life before him. Cry out to him, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And he will. I can tell you on the authority of his word that he will. Life and death are set before you today. May God grant you the grace to choose life. Let's look to the Lord in prayer.